Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Ainsworth Fire and Rescue Chief Waylon Schultz about his department's efforts to raise funds for new equipment through various drive-through events, which included a biscuits and gravy drive-through breakfast this past Sunday.
So we did a soup supper back in December, which we usually have in-house, but with the COVID going on, we turned it into a drive-through soup supper like many other departments have in the area, and it was a huge success, and we had a lot of citizens mention that we should do it again or do it more often, so we decided to try out the biscuits and gravy breakfast drive-through. So we did a biscuits and gravy breakfast a few years ago when we were raising money for the fire station, and it went over really well then as well. So anytime we do a fundraiser, it's just kind of make what we can. Proceeds will go right back into fire equipment that we use in the department and things like that. We just bought a pickup to use for a grass truck, so we got it converted over last night, and that was all 100% paid for by donations that we got through our soup supper. And we sell fireworks in the summertime as well at a tent out of the Four Corners, so we raised quite a bit of money that way to upgrade a truck, and that was all from generous donations from folks around the community and surrounding area.
How much did that project cost, and what does it mean to have that new grass truck for the fire department?
Total project's going to be right about $26,000 when we get done, and that's a truck we bought the 2010. It's an F-350. The truck that we had before was only a three-quarter ton, so this one will handle a little bit more weight. It's also an extended cab, so we can get three firefighters in there, which will help our response to field fires and such like that. Our old truck could only haul two firefighters, so you're a little short-handed when you first got there and have to wait for other people to show up. So it'll help with our response that way. And then also we're putting an upgraded light package on it that we didn't have on our old truck. It can assist out on the interstate and on the highways with traffic control when we have accidents out there. So make things a little bit more visual for everybody out there and to get traffic over into the other lanes. Make everything safer.
Waylon, what else is on the Ainsworth Fire Department wish list in terms of equipment that you're looking to purchase maybe next or plans for here in 2021?
We have some little things, you know, that we could upgrade as far as like our thermal imaging cameras, which is a camera that helps us see, you know, inside of smoky environments during fires. The one we have now is getting pretty outdated. It's about 12 years old, so that would probably be one of the next pieces of equipment we would upgrade. And then also our air compressor that fills our SCBA bottles, which is our air packs that we wear. That's getting kind of dated as well, so those are kind of on the radar. And then just overall little things that come up here and there, we'll use that money for those types of projects.
You guys are coming up on anniversary for the new firehouse, right?
Yep. So actually, we just passed it. We moved into it about February last year, the beginning of March. So we've been in there close to 1 year. Still haven't been able to have that open house. We wanted to really show it off to the community. There has been some folks, you know, that stopped by when we're out there and went for a tour, which people are always welcome to stop if they see us out there doing stuff, if they want to walk through, but we just can't do the large crowds yet. So hopefully by fall, we'll be able to do the big open house, and so everybody in the community will be able to see it. So it's a great building. It's a huge upgrade from what we had, and we're really enjoying it.
Obviously, you'd like to be able to show it off more, but having it now in operation for the last year, what kind of differences has that made for your department?
Just overall functionality. It's way easier getting the trucks in and out before and after fires. There's more room to do training. We got better equipment now to wash our gear that we didn't have room for in the old station. We have a drying rack so we can dry stuff more efficiently. You know, we have fires in the wintertime. We can wash our hoses inside now and get those all nice and clean. Before, that was kind of a struggle with the small old building. We didn't have room to do those kinds of things. We have a workout area. It's a little bit bigger now in the new building that we've had firefighters out there using, so that's a great improvement as well. And just overall, everything is just makes everything easier out there for us.
Are you, like most fire departments, especially from a volunteer nature, open to adding more volunteers?
Absolutely. Anytime there's anybody interested, we try to get a, you know, announce that we're looking for folks, and then all they got to do is fill out an application, and then there's a little interview process we go through to onboard some new folks. We do most of all the training in-house or with neighboring departments to get everybody started and rolling. So, yeah, we're always open to adding new members. Right now we're sitting at 23, so if we could get up to 25, it'd be really good for us. Yeah, we're always looking to add people.
Going back to your new grass truck, I was remiss in not asking at that time. We are, knock on wood, heading into the spring season, and while a little bit damp out there now, how about some pre-spring advice in terms of people looking to, you know, burn any trash or obviously watching out for grass fires and things like that? What should we caution people about?
So yeah, anytime you're going to burn something, you need to be very cautious. And right now it's a little deceiving outside, even though the snow just melted and we got some rain the other night, things are still really, really dry out. And a lot of departments in the area have already been out on grass fires and field fires and such. So definitely use precaution. Anytime the wind's blowing, try not to burn when the wind's blowing strong. Make sure you always call into the dispatch center and let them know when you are going to burn so that we don't get called out to fires that are controlled burns. Yeah, just be really cautious. And then also some of the fire departments in the area, also us, we go around and we help people do their controlled burns for donations. That's a way to kind of do it safer, and then we can help you do the burn. We have the equipment to do it, and also we'll do it when it's safe out and the wind's not too strong and things like that.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Ainsworth Fire and Rescue Chief Waylon Schultz. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.